Here's a thought about books versus videos. Or perhaps I should subtitle this prints versus slideshows. More and more, I'm seeing still photography presented in a moving medium, like a video on YouTube or a slideshow out of some software or some website or something. And I'm not comfortable with this because of the element of time. A slideshow and a video abdicates all control of time to the producer. As consumers, we have no control over the time whatsoever. Well, what happens if we want to linger with an image and look at it more carefully and think about it and ask questions and engage it in a more intense viewing moment? Or conversely, what if we see an image that just doesn't speak to us at all and we want to move past it? Well, looking at still photography in the form of a video or a slideshow, we lose that ability to control time because it's controlled by the producer. I think there is a place for producer time-controlled medium. It's called movies. It's called film. But it's a very uncomfortable presentation for still photography. I much prefer to sit down with a book where I can flip through and find an image that appeals to me and spend some time with it and get to know it and compare it to other images that I have in my mental gallery, etc. I want to be in control of the time that I spend looking at an image, and my relationship with that image should be controlled by me, if it's a still image anyway, not by the producer. So slideshows and videos make me a little uncomfortable.